So I just wanted to welcome our listeners today. My name is Beverly Bartlett, and I'm here with James Quatch. James, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about your background and your career path and how you came to Help at Home?
My name is James Quatch, and I've been at Help at Home about 8 or 9 months. I started with the company back in August of 22. Prior to joining Help at Home, I spent 2 decades in healthcare, leading Walmart Central U.S. healthcare business, and this was across 15 states. I'm actually a pharmacist by education, and my background is in operations strategy and people leadership within large-scale operations.
Okay. Well, so as you know, we're kicking off Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Do you mind telling us a little bit about your personal background and any reflections you have on the month?
Yeah, I would love to. So first off, I'm a first generation Asian American. My parents were both refugees. One, my dad grew up in Vietnam, and my mom grew up in Laos. And they were refugees during the Vietnam War. As you think about during that time, there was, you know, the spread of communism through Southeast Asia, and you know, there's this whole domino effect theory that, you know, if Vietnam actually fell, or Vietnam and Laos and some of the other Southeast Asian countries actually fell to communism, it would spread throughout Southeast Asia and beyond. And so both of my parents actually independently fled their countries on, I'm talking about small wooden boats under the cover of darkness. So not really like a trip that you actually pack for. So very, very different. And they were later picked up by U.S. forces, and they were given residence in the U.S. And so, you know, they came to the U.S. during a time that was probably, you know, some would argue it wasn't progressive, and some would argue that today, you know, we still have a ways to go as a country. But, you know, really challenging time for them as I reflect on our family history in my childhood. You know, they came to a country, to this country penniless, and they didn't really speak English. And so needless to say, there's some adversity that they had to overcome. And I think for me, it's important to celebrate the rich history of really all races in this country, as all races have contributed in some form or fashion in building America. And I think it's also important to understand where we've been as a country, both the good and the bad, because, you know, you can really learn from, you know, the past and how we continue to shape our future as we think about what this country looks like. And then, you know, I think, Beverly, specifically, you asked the question when it comes to kind of the Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month, there's a lot to unpack there. And for me, you know, in understanding and celebrating the rich history, the influence that Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders have had on this country. I think, you know, Asian Americans like myself have had a positive influence on the world as we think about different areas like innovation, technology, science, medicine, and art and culture. You know, things, basic things like, you know, like paper, as we think about, you know, some basic essentials, you know, all the way to things like YouTube and like USB medicine, you know, and so on and so forth. Not, and who can forget like ramen and sriracha and
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, that's one of the interesting things about it's kind of funny that it's 1 month, because there's so much diversity within the Asian American community. I mean, they're not necessarily all that much in common in some cases.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think, you know, Beverly, the, you know, kind of the difficult times, you know, for Asian Americans in this country, you go back to like the 1800s, you know, the Chinese Exclusion Act, you know, of the mid 1800s. And then, you know, there are other things like the Japanese internment camps in 1940s, you know, and most recently, you know, there's, you know, model minority myths out there, you know, and all challenges that, you know, and lessons that I think as a country, as a young country, you know, we can learn from and as we continue to grow.
Well, now, when it comes to Help at Home, you know, most companies today have some kind of policy about, you know, being committed to diversity and equity and inclusion. But for a company like Help at Home, it's especially important because we're like dealing with people, helping people in like the most, intimate parts of their lives in some cases. We're going into their homes, we're in their closets, we're helping them celebrate holidays, we're cooking for them, we're helping them get dressed, all of those kind of things. What are the sort of challenges and rewards of, being committed to diversity for a company like Help at Home?
Yeah, that's a great great question. I think in the role I sit, I've had the opportunity to really witness firsthand, what our offices do and what our caregivers do for our clients. And I've seen clients actually walk into our office, and they're similar to my parents. When they first came to the U.S., they don't speak English, and they're reaching out for help. And the opportunity for them to connect with folks in our offices that actually speak the same language and that are able to communicate with them, that understand who they are, I mean, that's priceless, right? And so now, there's a relationship there, which, ultimately leads to a longer match as you think about between caregiver and client. I get excited. The other thing I like about this business is I get excited, when I visit the offices, and we have offices that are predominantly serve Russian clientele, that sort of Korean clientele, so Chinese clientele, the Arabic community, right? So just so many different people with different backgrounds. And there's so many holidays, as we think about all the cultures and backgrounds of the world. And I had the opportunity to witness some holiday celebrations, with the staff, from a Chinese New Year perspective, and just different things. So that's really, what's rewarding about this business. Now for the challenges, I think it's pretty obvious. It's really a challenge, especially if you don't have that caregiver or that office associate that speaks the language, right? And especially when, people are reaching out desperately for help, and that's always a pain point. There's some creative things that we're doing as an organization with leveraging like technology and different translation services that we can use to leverage to help more people in the future.
Right.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's great. So what have you, we have as you mentioned, we have a diverse workforce, we have a diverse clientele, we have a diverse, we're in located in a diverse city in your case. What have you learned about leading a team and getting them everybody on the same page?
Yeah, I think first, diversity for me is not only diversification with how one looks, but it's also where you're from, culture, experience, and also diversity of thought, I think is important. You are who you are because of your experience. And as a country that continues to progress, and the workforce is becoming more and more diverse, throughout many industries. And I think it's important that we all first practice curiosity, or if we don't do this, I think it can lead to misunderstanding and friction, especially with the diversification of workforces that's happening out there. And as you think about curiosity, it leads us to ask questions. And when you ask questions leads to knowledge and understanding of different backgrounds and cultures that will help people work better with one another. I think there's actually an African proverb. It's actually pronounced Ubuntu. It's a proverb that was actually introduced to me by a friend and a mentor, which means I am because we are. And what that means is that the people that you surround yourself with provide you with different perspectives, knowledge, and understanding, which will ultimately shape who you are and who we are as a company.
So, do you have any advice for people that are wanting to like become better allies in the workforce or to learn more about Asian American, the Asian American experience in the United States?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, you have to come with an open mind, right? And it's that curiosity again, which will lead to knowledge and hopefully meaningful interactions. There's really many resources out there, from a historical perspective. If you're ever in the San Francisco area, I recommend the Asian Art Museum or Angel Island, which is where the Japanese internment camps were in the 1940s. There's a lot of rich history there. I would really encourage everyone to reach out and develop allyship with not only Asian Americans across the U.S., those that you work with. I think although it's an important month, it's always a great opportunity to remain curious and ask questions and learn about other cultures and backgrounds. And happy Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month.